And we feel that a cleansing of the idiot ideology of the pallid, incompetent Christ is in order. And so this is something that the Church of Satan is conducting on many different avenues. We're doing this through the use of what we have called aesthetic terrorism. This involves the creative use of art, music, writing, effectively what we call propaganda, the dissemination of information to influence what we call irony.
Aquino's association with the Church of Satan and Anton LaVey, who's really Jewish, his real name is Howard Staton Levy, is an extremely important connection, especially given how this culture ties in exactly with the disinformation company. The Church of Satan is really a Jewish front for Jewish mysticism. When the Satanic Bible was released, LaVey shared it with Asaf Dayan, son of Israeli Defense Minister Moshe Dayan, who proclaimed it perfectly suited for the conditions in Israel. This gives a whole new insight to the concept of the synagogue of Satan. It's also worth mentioning, LaVey's Jewish-based satanic cult is way more influential in Hollywood than you would ever imagine. Think of it in terms of Scientology, which is also rooted in Thelema, which Joe Rogan is also associated with. It's a way to rope the Goy and Shiksa actresses and actors into the cult while utilizing mind control and abuse.
This is a very selfish religion. We believe in greed, we believe in selfishness, we believe in all of the lustful thoughts that motivate man, because this is man's natural feeling.
Sexual freedom is something we feel is very important as a necessary requisite of the Satanic Church.
But I can do anything that I want to. I can pursue any kind of lustful desires that I might feel. I can engage in any activities that are so-called sinful activities and not really worry about any ecumenical councils making it right for me to do these things.
Living for, as I've said, all of the earthly and carnal pleasures.
UNESCO, it's a sub-organization of the United Nations. Julian Huxley is the former director of UNESCO. He was Humanist of the Year. He's a theistic philosopher, member of the Communistic Colonial Bureau of British Fabian Society, and signer of the Humanist Manifesto too. Niebuhr is UNESCO's co-founder, and he signed SIECOS. What is SIECOS? These are the founders. It is the position of SIECOS that contraceptive services should be available to all, including minors, who should enjoy the same rights of free and independent access to contraceptive care as do others. It is the position of SIECOS that the use of explicit sexual material, sometimes referred to as pornography, can serve a variety of important needs in the lives of countless individuals. Under Huxley's guidance, they prepared a guide for teachers. Now, I would like the parents to take a note. What is the United Nations guidebook for teachers? In the classroom with children under 13 years of age, before the child enters school, his mind has already been profoundly marked, often injuriously, by earlier influences, first gained, however dimly, in the home. So UNESCO's aim is to change the mindset of your children, to turn it against any values that the parents might instill in the mind of that child.